Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're about to begin, friends, the celebration of the Great Triduum, Holy Thursday Mass tonight, Good Friday service tomorrow, and then, of course, the celebration of Easter and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I just want to encourage you, do whatever you can to clear your schedule over the next few days to be able to enter fully into the height of the church's year here, where each one of us come, as I've been talking all week, as St. Peter, as John the Apostle, as beloved disciples who've come to terms with our own weakness and sin, and hopefully walking in deeper humility, that we're going to let the church now, our mother, take us by the hand and walk us through the Paschal mystery of Jesus, the culmination of Jesus' life as he offers himself as a living sacrifice to God for the sake of the salvation of the world in obedience and love to the Father. He makes an offering of love from the earth, from human flesh, the new Adam. Where Adam failed, the new Adam makes an offering of his whole life to the Father. And in that process, that act of love, we are saved. And so there's nothing like the Triduum, these liturgical services that can carry us and help us enter more deeply into the mystery of what Jesus has accomplished for us. And the Holy Spirit is profoundly present in these liturgies. And it'd be nice to just let go over the next couple of days of all the concerns and anxieties and troubles and difficulties and let the love of God through this liturgy of the church bring you deeper into the heart of Jesus and why to penetrate the mystery, why he died, what he accomplished, what it means for you, what it means for your family, what it means for the whole church, what it means for the world, and allow the words that are spoken, the readings that are given, the sacramental actions that are happening, allow these signs to be able to speak to us because they reveal deeper mystery. They reveal the mystery of God's plan for us. And if we enter into it with our brothers and sisters, these are all communal events for the family of God to come together. The Lord wants to bless his family, wants to bless his children. And one of the things, the unique things that often goes overlooked that begins today and around the world, Thursday morning, Holy Thursday morning, is the Chrism Mass, which is a very important liturgical act and a very important thing for every diocese every year. What happens is the bishop gathers together priests from around the diocese, maybe all the priests, most of the priests from the various regions of the diocese, and they come together for what's called the Chrism Mass when the oils are blessed by the bishop. And it's wonderful to be able to enter into the symbol, what's being communicated there. All the priests who are at the service of the Lord under the authority of their bishop, extending the bishop's ministry into the diocese, the preaching and the ministry of the apostle, the bishop who is a direct descendant of the apostles, right back to Jesus laying hands on the apostles right up to the present day. And he's there and he's presiding in his chair, the cathedral chair of the diocese. And they will bless the oil of catechumens, the oil of the infirm or the oil for the sick, and Holy Chrism. And then they'll be blessed. And then everybody present, the priests from around the diocese, will take some of it back to their parishes so that those oils can be used in the ministry of the church, right? In the ministry of what? Really the ministry of Jesus, extended through the authority of the apostle, extended to the priests who stand in persona Christi, and they're ministers of these graces and sacraments for us. And we, the people of God, receive them, but also live them and move in them. So it's just such an important time of the year. And of course, tonight we will celebrate Holy Thursday Mass, and it's the commemoration of the establishing of the Eucharist, the gift of the Eucharist that the Lord has given to us, and the priesthood. And we honor this gift of the priesthood that is priceless, is so precious to us. It's through the priesthood and the priesthood of Jesus in the person of these brothers that bring about this sacramental grace with the people of God, and we're able to participate in the central sacramental act, the central act of our faith, which is the Eucharist itself, you know, the source and summit of the faith is what the council called it, the source. It's the source of the faith because it represents what we're about to be celebrating and walking through in this Paschal mystery, as the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus. It's the source. And so what the source of our faith, this act of love by which we're all saved, that Jesus brings about on the cross, is represented. It's represented to us every time Mass is celebrated. It defines us. It's interesting. You remember the beginning of Lent? The beginning of Lent, what's the first day, Ash Wednesday? What happens? We each get ashes put on our forehead in the form of a cross. And the way they said it, typically say it, is remember, man, that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And we're branded by the cross of Jesus. Just as we were at baptism with the holy oils that were blessed at the Chrism Mass, that we're anointed with the cross of Jesus. We're marked by the cross. Jesus' death on the cross marks our life completely. It's through that act of love that we are purchased. He purchases us with the priceless value of his blood. And by his love, he claims us. And now forever we live under the cross of Jesus, the sacrifice of the Lord. So that sacrifice is represented to us there as the people of God. As we gather around and we say amen, we say yes, this is the defining reality of our lives. We're following him. He's teaching us here. We're receiving his life. We see here now, this is the source, this love, this act of love is the source by which we now have come into new life. And it's the summit because this sacrifice is permanently, perpetually offered in heaven. The Lamb of God who was slain is honored. And the Eucharist is our, as I mentioned a few weeks ago, it's like an open heaven. We're connected. Eternity and time touch here in this moment. And this defines us because we know this is the way to heaven. This is what opens heaven to us, this act of our Lord Jesus Christ, this love. And he's one of us taking on human flesh, and he transforms that, and he communicates that life to us, and he draws up us into his life and teaches us to make our own lives an offering and sacrifice to God. It's so powerful and so beautiful, and we're so grateful. If there's any priests listening today or bishops, we just want to honor you and thank you for your priesthood, for saying yes to Jesus. We thank you for standing in his grace in the person of Christ before us. We thank you for serving us. We encourage you to just keep preaching the gospel with clarity and strength, and want to express our love to you and pray for you today. Lord, we pray for every priest who's listening. We pray for every priest around the world and every bishop who is a priest, right? We pray, Lord, that you fill them today in a particular way with the profound confidence in your presence in their life, profound confidence in your calling. Bring healing to whatever brother needs it the most. Just bring your healing graces to them. We pray for unity, that this visible sign of bishop and priest coming together across a diocese would not only just be a rite, an action of the rite, but it would express profoundly what the rite is meant to express, a deep communion together, a communion in Christ, the one priest. That, Lord, I pray that you heal divisions, that you deliver from any evil that's present, that you bring profound reconciliation, that you unite the relationships more fully between bishops and priests, and priests and bishops, and priests and priests. We pray for your grace to be upon them. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. And friends, I'd like to take just the last 5 minutes of the program to read a few verses out of the letter to the Hebrews. Honors the Lord and his sacrifice. And really beginning right at the first chapter. In many and various ways, God spoke of old to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he's spoken to us by a Son, in whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the ages. He reflects the glory of God, and he bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by his word of power. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has obtained is more excellent than theirs. Such a beautiful, beautiful description of Jesus. He upholds the whole universe by the word of his power, right? by his word of power, excuse me, when he had made purification for sins, and this is what we're remembering in these days now, Jesus purified us with his blood. He washed us clean. After he washed us clean, after he became the sacrifice, the writer of the Hebrews says he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And having become as much superior to the angels as the name he has obtained is more excellent. Now remember the echoes of the beautiful hymn in Philippians chapter 2. God has highly exalted him with a name that's above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father that Jesus Christ is Lord. Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we must pay the closer attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by the angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his own will. This is an exhortation from the writer of Hebrews, and it's one I think that ought to go out to all of us. Therefore, we must pay closer attention to what we've heard, lest we drift away from it. Friends, so many people today are drifting away from the faith for whatever reasons. Ultimately, there's no valid reason to leave the faith. Lord, we pray today as we begin this Triduum, we pray for every person who's been baptized, who's walked away from the faith. Young and old, Lord, we pray for them. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to send your mercy and your grace upon them. We ask you to send the convicting power of the Spirit, that they would be convicted today to come home to you, and that they'd open their hearts just a bit so your love can flood into them and your mercy, and they'd repent and come back to you. Come, Holy Spirit. Verse 5, for it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come, of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, what is man that you are mindful of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him for a little while lower than the angels, and you've crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Who's that? It's Jesus. Everything is being subjected under the feet of Jesus, and Jesus will bring everything under the authority of the Father. Now, in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control. As it is, we do not see everything in subjection to him, but we see Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, but crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. This is the mystery of Christ's passion and death and resurrection. He's tasting death for each and every one of us. He's dying your death. He's dying my death. And he saved us through it. And God raised him up to a place of glory and honor. And that's where he wants to bring each and every one of us. God bless you, friends. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.